Blog Talk Radio.
See me through, leaving that face.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. So glad you stopped by the show today. Before we start, we're going to have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this wonderful and beautiful cold day here in Texas, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing, dear Heavenly Father, and what you're going to do with each and every person that tune into the broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, I ask you to bless people everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, not just those that may come to the broadcast, but bless them in general, dear Heavenly Father. You know what we need before we even ask, but we come asking, dear Heavenly Father, for everything that we need, dear Heavenly Father, because we know you are God, dear Heavenly Father, that never lost a case nor a patient, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to take care of all those that are sick today, those in bereavement today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go forth today on this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, let it be something that I say that would instill in someone's mind that would help them along this Christian journey. Because it's not about me. It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we give you the honor today. We give you all the praise. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is restoring God's relation and remembering what he has done for you. You know, the word of God said, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. When your Christianity becomes so personalized and limited that it simply ignores the evil of broken human relationship, it does nothing but ridicule the high moral standard of Christ. You know, Christ's message can easily be overshadowed by religion, conviction, fueled by profound emotion. And today our tag words are restoring, relation, remember, and remain. And here we are talking today about restoring God and restoring good relations. Remember, you know, irrespective of how personal your worship may be, or how enthusiastic you may be about matters of the kingdom of God, your praise and enthusiastic remain useless if you retain an unforgiving attitude in your heart and mind. Here the word is telling us in Matthew 5:23-24. It's telling about restoring. We, as men and women of God, before we can offer our gift, our tithes, our offering, or anything before the Lord in whatever sanctuary you're in, whatever synagogue you're in, or even if you're in the comfort of your home and you want to bless somebody, we got to make sure we got our heart clean, our minds clean, because when we come to God, we want him to restore us. We want to have that relation with God. And we want to remember, no matter how they did you, no matter what they said about you, I've learned through the years that I have to forgive. I can forget, but I want to make sure I don't forgive. And remain. We have to remain all the gifts God has given to us. We don't want in that great day. And he opened the book of life. And what do he find with our name? Unforgiveness. It could be a child. It could be a coworker. It could be somebody, you know, that you never least expect or thought of. And say something that was unbecoming before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we got to learn to come to him and restore ourselves before the Lord, before the altar. We all have been hurt. We all have had daggers thrown at us. We all, but when you know you have forgiven somebody, move on. Don't stay there and keep going, because God got something further down the road for you. He, you know, whether it's good or bad. So today, we're just sharing about restoring. If anybody on the line would like to chime in on this topic today, feel free. Hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. You know, if there is bitterness between you, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, if there is bitterness between yourself and another person, you will be unable to appreciate the true freedom of wishing. You know, I was praying on the prayer line this morning, and God changed my whole prayer completely. Because when I think about how good God has been to us and how we thank God for the freedom of wishing, when I go to the jail and to the prison, and people know they're incarcerated, but you can see, not just in their eyes, but in their speech, in their demeanor, how God have strengthened them, how God letting them know you may be incarcerated, but long as you have forgiven and been forgiven, you can be free. And we can be so free when we know we have emptied ourselves out. Don't hold no grudges, no bitter. When you have asked God to free you from something and someone, and he have done that, you can walk with your head up. Walk proudly through whatever you got to go through, because you know within the inside of you, you are free. You can worship. You can go on. You can go all the way from Halifax and back. Once you have that, the gifts God got on the inside, he can start using them. He's going to start cultivating them more and more. He's going to start giving you more discernment, more of speaking in tongues, more of laying on hands in the fivefold ministry. You know, more. Oh, when I just think about all the gifts that God has for us and the things that he would do for us, you know, we think about the freedom of worship that's inspired by the Holy Spirit, and the joy and the power of the living Christ that's in your spirit. You know, when you've done everything God told you to do, walk with your head up proudly. Don't look back. Don't look to the left, to the right, but look straight ahead to the Lord, all God Almighty. My. You know, it may be that those poor relations are not of your own making. If you have done everything in your power to mend the breach, and for goodness still is withheld, you've forgiven, but that other person haven't forgive you, that's between them and God. Long as you have asked God to forgive you, he's given you a clean bill of health, not just health, but clean, a clean mind, a clean heart. Like it over in Psalms 51 say, give me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. When you got the right spirit in me, in you, you can be restored. You can remember. You can go to the altar and leave your gift. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you must be careful not to harbor thoughts of revenge. You know, so many people are always trying to revenge somebody. Leave it to God. Don't worry about what they're trying to do or what they're saying. Long as you know you came before your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he has restored you, you don't have to look back. You know, you must be careful not to harbor thoughts like I say. You have to make sure that you not only forgive the person, but also continue to pray for him or her. You know, I know you say, you know, that's how, no. I've learned through the years all the things that have been done to me through joy and peace. I give it to God and keep moving. And I can move with freedom, with joy, with peace, with long-suffering, with wisdom, with, oh, Lord, with grace. My. And when you pray and when your prayers are answered and the breach has been mended, you will experience great peace and joy because you have proven once again that reconciliation is an indispensable part of being a Christian. You know, everyone claims that forgiveness is a wonderful idea until there is something that they themselves have to be forgiven. Oh, my. You know, you can walk, you can talk, you can read the Word of God, you can repeat them scriptures back to yourself. And when you're accepting God's gift, over in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, God loves you. He loves you, for you are deeper and more profound than you can imagine. Don't put yourself down. God loves you for you, and it's so great that he sent his only Son to the earth to die for your sins and to offer you the priceless gift of eternal life. You know, you must decide whether or not to accept God's gifts. When you ignore it or embrace it, when you return it or neglect it, will you invite Christ to dwell in the center of your heart today? Or will you relegate him to a position of less importance? You know, the decision is yours today, and so are the consequences. So choose wisely today, and choose today. Don't put it off. You know, the most profound essence of my nature, is that I am capable of receiving God. You know, this is the day. This is the day that he wants you to share the good news with somebody. Let them know that they've been forgiven. You've told them, but it's up to God and them. You can celebrate today knowing that you did all humanly possible. As a Christian, you went to God, protocol as they say. You asked for forgiveness. God gave you the forgiveness. He solved that problem. He gave you the shepherd's gift. You know, the word of God is clear. Christ came in order that we might have life abundantly and life eternal. You know, eternal life is priceless. Possession of all who invite Christ into their heart. But God's abundance is optional. He does not force it upon us. When we entrust our heart, our days to the one who created us, we expend it abundant through the grace and sacrifice of his Son. But when we turn our thoughts and direct our energy away from God's commandment, we inevitably forfeit the spiritual abundance that might otherwise be ours. Do you sincerely seek the riches that our Savior offered to those who give themselves to him, then follow him completely and obey him without reservation? You know, when you do, you will receive the love and the abundance through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then claim the joy, the peace, and the spiritual abundance that the shepherd offers his sheep. When you think about it, first things first, and when you go to God in prayer, he will give you your heart's desire, and you can celebrate. You can celebrate others knowing that you have been restored, that you can remember, and that you will remain humble and humanly before God. Do you delight in the victory of others? You should each day provide countless opportunity to encourage others and to praise their good work. When you do so, you only spread seeds of joy and happiness. You also obey the commandment, God's holy word. You know, as Christians, we are called upon to spread the good news of Christ. And we are also called to spread a message of encouragement and hope to the world. Today, let us be cheerful Christians with smiles on our faces and encouraging words on our lips. Be blessing, and by blessing others, we also bless ourselves. And at the same time, we do honor to the one who gave his life for us. You know, you can't light another path without casting the light on your own. So today, remember, restoring, relation, remembering. It's good that we can remember, and it's good that we can wish it. It's good when we can cast our cares upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good that we can have peace with our purpose. I'm just talking this morning on how good it feels when you have emptied yourself of everything that have been keeping you bound down. And when you realize, God, I'm free, 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 free to serve you, free to love, free to go where I need to go, do what I need to do. I am free. I can come to you and worship you in spirit and in truth. You can make peace with your past and let it go. You know, have you ever made peace with your past? If so, congratulations to each and every person today. But if you mired in the quicksand of regrets, it's time to plan your escape. God has made a way for your escape. Don't go back to what he done brought you out of. He have opened doors for you that no man can open. He have shut those that you don't need to open again. Hallelujah. Because you are human, you may be slow to forget yesterday's disappointment. But if you sincerely seek to focus your hope and energy on the future, then you must find ways to accept the past. No matter how difficult it may be, if you have not yet made peace with the past, today is the day to declare the end to all hostility. And when you do, you can then turn your thoughts to wonderful promises of God and to the glorious future that he has in store for you. So today, choose wisely. He give you patience. He give you wisdom, glorious opportunity. Today, for all of my listening, he give you a new beginning. He said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. If we sincerely want to change ourselves for the better, we must start on the inside and work our way out from there. You know, lasting change doesn't occur out there. It occurs in here. It occurs not in the shifting sands of our own particular circumstances, but in quite depths of our own heart. As you in search of a new beginning, or for the matter, a new you, if so, don't expect changing circumstances to miraculously transform you into the person you want to become. Transformation starts with God, and it starts in the silent center of a humble human heart like yours. If we trust God and depend on his grace, we can grow in personal character as we go through trial. You know, confront me to your image, God. Create in me a new heart, a heart that reflects the love that you have lavished upon me. When I need to change, Lord, change me and make me new again. You know, sometimes we got to show tough love, even in our family. We got to let them know that I'm not the same as I was yesterday. God have created in me a clean heart, a renewed mind, and I'm the kind of example that you need to see. And when we think about how God is working that miracle in us, we can take time and say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I thank you for strength for today. I can brush it off. I can knock it off because he has removed all the unforgiveness. He has moved all the slander. He has moved all the innuendos. He's moved all them finger pointing because you can walk past your enemy with a smile. You can help him with love in your heart. And when you think about that, when you say, I forgive, it's God's way. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another, just as God forgave you in Christ. You know, to forgive others is difficult. Being frail, fallible, imperfect human being, we are quick to anger, to blame, slow to forgive, even slower to forgive. No matter forgiveness, no matter how difficult it is, God's way, and it must be our way too. God's commandments are not intended to be customized for the particular whim of particular believers. God's word is not a menu for which each of us may select items a la carte, according to our own desire. Far from it, God helps. And God's holy word is a book that must be taken in entirety. All of God's commandments are to be taken seriously. And so it is with forgiveness. So if you hold bitterness against even a single person, forgive. Then to the best of your ability, forget. It's God's way for you to live. So many people I know today have forgiven and have moved on. And I clue those to you today, clue those to myself today, that we can move on. We have been restored. We remain. We have a relationship with God. Oh, my. Just to think about that relationship with God, we are bursting over with joy. You know, looking back over each one of our lives, all I can see is mercy and grace written in large letters. May God help me have the same kind of heart toward those who wound or offend me. My. Today, you have a new lease on life. Today, you have started a new life. You have brought your gifts to the altar, and God have received your gift. So don't worry about what they say, he say. Bring them that say, they say. Bring them before God, and let God handle it. Today, I broadcast restoring God, good relation, remember, and remain. Remain before the altar. You know God has forgiven you. Get up. Dust yourself off. Go on out and meet that big old world. Because God is love. And you are love. You love me, Father. And I love you. As I love you more, Lord, I am also able to love my family and friends more. Even my I will be your loving servant, Lord, today and throughout eternity. So, God, I thank you that you looked down upon a frail person like me, forgave me that I could forgive the Heavenly Father. You have set me free. I can worship you. No matter who it is, where they are, where they're located, no matter what they say, that inner voice letting me know that you have forgiven me and that I can move on. I can have that infinite forgiveness. So, Lord, when I ask for forgiveness, you gave it. Thank you, Father, for forgiving me when I made mistakes. Today, I will be quick to forgive others just as you have forgiven me. That is our topic for today, restoring and bringing your gift to the altar. You can go to the altar with your gifts today, no matter how big, how small. It may be something that I said that draws you closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. So whatever God tells you to do, what God tells you, do it. Wherever he sends you to go, go. Because he's sending you out. Because you have been bought with a price. And we give God the praise today. And we give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Do stay tuned next week for another exciting topic that God will give me to bring forth. And for all of those that's still on the line, thank you for staying on. Thank you for hearing the broadcast today. And if anyone would like to bring a topic on, please email me at Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation or send me a text by way of Facebook. I will gladly listen and look at the message that you send. And until next week, I want you to be blessed. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.